oldies all the time. From 1959, a little dance known as the PTA Rock and Roll. And that was a singer by the name of Mitchell Torak, a record that locally in Oklahoma City, it was a top 10 record. Nationally, it did not chart. As far as nationally charted records by that gentleman right there, he had a version of Pledge of Love back in 1957 in a song called Caribbean. And as I mentioned, that song right there, 1959, a very, very big record locally here in Oklahoma City for Mitchell Torak. A song, gentlemen, I should say that whether he's still alive or not, I have no idea. It is 20 minutes until the hour of 1 o'clock, 1969. This is Jackie DeShannon, and Love Will Find a Way here on Coma.
There can be a new tomorrow.
All the time, KOMA. From 1960, that was Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and a dance he wrote called The Coffee Grind, believe it or not. Not one of Hank Ballard's biggest records, not one of his biggest dances, but of course, a record that nevertheless, I guarantee it was played and heard right here on KOMA some 35 years ago. You know, between Hank Ballard and I guess Chubby Checker, those guys came out with a lot of dances back in the early portion of the 1960s. Of course, Hank Ballard wrote The Twist. He had a couple of other dances called, what, The Continental Walk, The Float, The Switcheroo. You just heard a dance known as The Coffee Grind. It is 13 minutes until the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's go back to 1973. This is Ray Price, his last crossover record during the rock era. You're the best thing that ever happened to me here on Coma.
I've had my share.
KOMA, all oldies all the time. At 10 minutes until the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to say hello to Sean here in the city area. He's got a tune to the oldies here on Coma. Also want to remind you that the Southeast High School Class of 1970 will be holding their 25-year class reunion July the 22nd from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the Holiday Inn there at I-40 and Meridian. Now, if you would like more information on this or any other class reunion, you may give me a call here at KOMA, your official class reunion station.
Coma, Oklahoma,
from the National Weather Service, we can expect an overnight low of around 72 degrees. Later on today, though, there is a 20% chance of thunderstorms in the late afternoon with a high of 92 for Monday night. Partly cloudy, a 20% chance of thunderstorms, a low of 72. Currently, fair 78 at Coma.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.
All oldies all the time, KOMA out of 1958. Singer by the name of Wade Flemons and a song called Here I Stand, a song that the Ripcords later would record in 1963. This next record I'm about to play is by a band leader, jazz man by the name of Mongo Santamaria, who in 1963 had a top 10 hit with an instrumental called Watermelon Man. A few years later, in 1969, he had a top 40 hit with this song right here, the old Temptations tune, Cloud Nine. All oldies all the time, KOMA, as we head into the 1 o'clock hour, the fifth and final hour of the Wax Museum from 1962. Singer Troy Shondell, and this is Tears from an Angel.
Tears from an angel, tears from an angel,
tears from an angel,
tears from an angel.
Larry Neal.
You're listening to Oklahoma's original oldies station.
K-O-M-A.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.
K-O-M-A. Oklahoma City.
Well, gather around me, student. I got some news for you.
All oldies, all the time, KOMA. From 1959, a little tune there called The Educated Rock and Roll. And even though it said Bill Parsons on the label, that was really Bobby Bear. I think that was his follow-up to All American Boy. It is 3 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. I am Larry Neal. Again, we're into the fifth and final hour of another weekend edition of the Wax Museum. Again, this week featuring those Coma collectibles from the record library out here at KOMA. Also, coming up this morning from 5:30 to 9, as usual, will be Danny Williams here on Coma. 1968, a group known as Ollie and the Nightingales, and I've Got a Sure Thing here on Coma.
KOMA, the fun button on your radio. Anytime you want to feel good. With the great oldies from the 50s and 60s. Anytime you want to feel good. Just punch us up. KOMA.
Little song there about a copycat. It's 108, 8 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock from 1973. Remember this one? By a group that started making records in the early 60s. These are the Spinners, and together we can make such sweet music.
Oh, why should you go to the left? All of these K-O-M-A.
All oldies all the time, K-O-M-A, the late singer Johnny Ray from 1954, and his version of a song called Hernando's Hideaway, a song that also was recorded by a gentleman by the name of Archie Blyer. It is 14 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. I am Larry Neal. This next record, I am not sure. I don't think it charted nationally, but it was a very, very big record locally here in Oklahoma City. Back in 1968 for singers Peter and Gordon, a little song called You've Had Better Times here on Coma.
Rolling, wagons are rolling.
KOMA, all oldies, all the time.
Wind it up, baby.
Had to get to yo-yo, had to get to yo-yo.
All oldies all the time, K-O-M-A. From 1962, that was Junior Parker, little Junior Parker, as he recorded under, and a song called Annie Get Your Yo-Yo. Little Junior Parker started making records actually in the very early portion of the 1950s when he was actually known as Little Junior's Blue Flames, I believe. Back in the early 50s, he wrote a song called Mystery Train, which he recorded. Which he was under contract for Sun Records, and it just so happened about a year or two later, Elvis Presley, who was also at the time under contract with Sun Records, he would record the song as well. Incidentally, that song that you just heard, Annie Get Your Yo-Yo, again out of 1962, as far as the rock era of the pop charts, that would turn out to be the biggest record he would have. It's about 20 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. By the way, speaking of yo-yos, while that record was playing, I kind of dawned on me. I remember as a kid, there used to be, Duncan Yo-Yos. Are they still around? Remember those, they had the two types of yo-yos. I say two types. Really one type. There was a red type, a red-colored one, and a blue-colored one with those little toy diamonds in the side. Is Duncan Yo-Yos still around? I have no idea. It is 21 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to remind you that the Oklahoma City Central High School class of 1955 is planning a 40-year class reunion on July the 21st and 22nd. If you have not been contacted by the reunion committee, you may give me a call here at KOMA for more information. KOMA is your official class reunion station. From the National Weather Service, we can expect a low this morning around 72 degrees. Later on today, sunny skies, a slight chance of late afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 92. For Monday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 73. Currently, we have fair skies and 78 degrees at KOMA.
This is the Wax Museum with your host, Larry Neal.
Oklahoma's oldie station, KOMA.